Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This is Revenue Procedure 2015-14, a revenue procedure from the IRS issued in the year 2015. Let me explain what it does. Reverend Proc 2015-13 set the rules for accounting method changes, but rules alone are not enough. Practitioners need to know which specific changes are allowed, what conditions apply, and what number to use on Form 3115. That information lives in Reverend Proc 2015-14. It is the list of all automatic accounting method changes, including the one cost segregation relies on. Here is how it works. When a taxpayer reclassifies property from a longer recovery period to a shorter one, they must file Form 3115. This procedure tells them which change number to use. For cost segregation, the key entry covers the impermissible to permissible depreciation change. It confirms automatic consent is available and gives the specific change number for the filing. The list is now static. Annual revenue procedures updated. For example, as of 2026, updates through Reverend Proc 2025-23 may modify change numbers or add new conditions. If you file using an outdated version, you risk citing the wrong number or missing a new rule. Always use the current year's version. This procedure does not decide if a reclassification is correct. That comes from Section 1245 analysis, LICO factors, and case law. Reverend Proc 2015-14 only confirms the procedural path to make the change. In a cost segregation study, this document is a final checkpoint. Before filing Form 3115, practitioners check the appendix here. They confirm the change number is valid and the conditions are met. It ensures the study aligns with the IRS's approved method. Think of it as a pair of documents. Reverend Proc 2015-13 is the rulebook. Reverend Proc 2015-14 is the index. One tells you how to change methods, the other tells you which changes are allowed and on what terms. Together, they replace older procedures and form the current framework. A careful study avoids errors by using the right change number and meeting all conditions listed here. If you skip this step, the IRS may challenge the filing. But with this procedure, you have clear guidance. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your study's reclassifications align with the approved changes, review the legal section of your report.